This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Senate failed Monday to pass measures to avert a partial government shutdown. Their efforts would also prevent a federal default at the start of a crucial legislative week that is highlighting the challenges facing the sharply divided Congress. Republican lawmakers voted to oppose the bill Monday evening. That forced Democrats to look for other ways to keep the government open beyond Thursday and to raise the debt ceiling before the government is expected to default on its loans sometime in late October or early November. Republicans have said they want Democrats to lift the debt limit on their own, saying they do not support the Democrats' multi-trillion dollar spending plans. South Korea says North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made off the North's eastern coast on Tuesday morning. It says South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities are analyzing details of the launch. The prosecutors at the International Criminal Court in The Hague are asking the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation. The investigation would look into the actions of the Taliban and Islamic State Khorasan in Afghanistan. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. The U.S. State Department acknowledged the prosecutor's announcement, adding, "The U.S. is deeply concerned about the human rights situation in Afghanistan." A spokesperson saying that also includes allegations of atrocities and certainly welcoming efforts to ensure accountability. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 100 American citizens and permanent residents are still waiting to leave Afghanistan. And according to the State Department Monday, the biggest hurdle to their evacuation remains the unpredictability of the Taliban. A senior State Department official told reporters during a background briefing, the Taliban controls who is allowed to depart. The official also said the absence of regular air service makes evacuations difficult. The State Department says its officials are in regular communication with private groups chartering their own evacuation flights from the country and also in communication with the Taliban, consistently working to negotiate the safe departure of Americans. The party that narrowly beat outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's bloc is pushing for a quick agreement on a coalition government. But Europe's biggest economy could still be in for weeks of uncertainty after an election that failed to set a clear direction. Olaf Scholz of the center-left Social Democrats called for Merkel's center-right Union bloc to go into opposition on Monday after it saw its worst ever result in a national election. Both sides finished with well under 30% of the vote, and that appeared to put the keys to power in the hands of the two opposition parties. The clear result, combined with an upcoming French presidential election, create uncertainty at the center of the European Union. President Joe Biden received a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on Monday. His booster comes days after his administration approved a third shot of Pfizer's vaccine for certain populations. President Biden told reporters at the White House that boosters are important, but it is more important that people get vaccinated with their initial shots. He said 77% of the U.S. adult population has received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he also received a booster shot Monday and encouraged Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as well. He added he's a lifelong champion of vaccinations after surviving childhood polio. The lead judge investigating last year's massive blast in Beirut's port suspended his work in the case on Monday. This comes after a former cabinet minister demanded his dismissal. Monday's move comes amid a growing campaign by Lebanon's political class against the judge. Judge Tarek Bitar took over the job in February after his predecessor was removed following legal challenges by senior officials. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.